TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, back from Fort Myers. How are you, sir?
I am just fine. Driving around in the Minnesota convertible today, but the top was up today. We did not. And the other one's gone, sold. So I don't have a Florida. The old Toyota got sold for before we left. So nobody wanted to drive it back 1,770 miles. So
I could see that.
We took it to a dealer. They didn't really give us a real good deal, but they did all the paperwork. So I'd rather lose money.
Yes.
And have somebody else do the paperwork. So that's the good part.
I'm with you 1,000%.
And plus it's 2005 and it had 105,000 miles. So
had a good run. Shape, though.
Somebody down there, Fort Myers, listening, you need a nice Toyota for about $5,000. Go see Auto Nation. Tell them you want it.
This sounds like an endorsement.
It's a nice. I can't figure out why they Toyota. I think in like early 2010s, maybe 2011, stopped making these things, and they're all over the place down there. Those Toyota Solaro convertibles,
mm-hmm.
People love them. I don't know why they stopped making them, but what the hey? That's okay. So I got something on my mind that has been on my mind all day. In fact, I talked to you and Phil a little about it today. I got an email from John Bream, actually, pointing out that these are the Instagram, Twitter, college basketball followers, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, Paige Buchers has like 700,000 Twitter followers or something like this, whatever the number is.
Okay.
And Instagram followers. And we have this proposal coming where players will be able to use their image. And we've always, us old timers, have always thought, well, this is a town with a lot of Fortune 400 companies, and somebody will, they just sponsor them.
Uh-huh.
I got to go back to the beginning, like 10 weeks ago, 3 months ago, maybe, I was writing something about Butler and Cat. And supposedly, we had a little problem there with the ladies. So I went, I looked up Cat, I wanted to look up Cat's girlfriend's name, right?
Yep.
And that girlfriend was gone. And he's now got a girlfriend named Jordan something. And so then I saw that Jordan used to be one of the big buddies of one of the Jenner girls.
Okay.
Best friend. Lived together, apparently, on the show. One of the, because there's spinoffs of Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the bottom line is I discovered this entire world exists where, as Phil told me today, influencers. Yeah. So basically, Kat's girlfriend, Jordan something, was a Instagram model, which means an influencer, which means apparently she gets enough Twitter followers or Instagram followers or whatever followers they might be, and then she throws in a little plug for a product. My cord just fell out here, so let me grab that.
Yeah, plug that back in.
But so she then throws it. I use such and such.
Yeah, like
I
work out shampoo or something.
I work out in this gym or some damn thing like that.
Or I wear
So there's a whole media, you know, like Kendall and Jordan got in a little dispute because apparently Jordan was too friendly with Kendall's boyfriend at one point.
Oh yeah, that happens.
Something like that.
Yep.
So I was reading this. So the story of that day was, yes, Jordan had sent out birthday greetings to either Kendall or Kylie or whichever one it is. I think it's Kendall and Kylie, but I don't know who was who. Sent out birthday greetings, but they weren't nearly as over the top as the previous years. So they were coolish birthday greetings instead of warm and you're my best friend greetings. And then they were checking to see if she'd sent her flowers or stuff like that. I mean, there's a whole media here.
Yes.
There's
an underbelly of the world we don't know about.
No, we don't. We're writing about who the fifth starting pitcher is going to be. Yes. And there's a whole society, 30 and under, who don't care. And so now we got, you know, we want Paige Buechers to be a good Minnesota girl and come and play for the Gophers. And she's going to UConn, and she's the most popular social media basketball player, men or women, woman, in the country.
Uh-huh.
Man or woman in the country.
Which is great, yeah.
She would be the 306th most popular if she played for the Gophers. So this whole idea we're going to get Chet Holmgren becomes more and more preposterous. Because when he goes, you know, he's kind of a promoter. He wants to go to the NBA and be... Yeah. Already a Instagram social media phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
And it, not only that, it explains the NBA. It explains why the NBA can be the most ridiculous, competitively imbalanced, idiotic league ever assembled. And Brandon and I were talking about this yesterday, and he wrote a little something in the strip. This idea at this point of the season, with however many games left, 25 games, veterans on losing teams can – the team that's tanking doesn't want them anymore, can put them on – then they go to them and say, okay, give me most of my money, but you don't have to give me all of it.
Right.
And then they go on waivers, and the New York – the Brooklyn Nets or whoever – or the Lakers can get them – and all they count is $1 million against the cap instead of what they were making.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that these teams, and none of these guys go and play for New Orleans because they're trying to make the playoffs, you know?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're going
It's ridiculous that the NBA lets LaMarcus Aldridge go to the Nets, and the Nets only have to count at $1 million against their cap.
Yep.
They should at least have to count, even though it's only costing him $1 million, whatever his salary was and whatever over the cap penalty they're paying, they should have to pay that for his $20 million salary too, right?
Well, but, theoretically, yeah. But
the NBA...
You just said why...
What we have to realize is the NBA likes these all-star teams.
Yes.
They like Kyrie and Harden and maybe someday... Well, we're all still alive, Kevin Durant playing together at the same time.
Don't hold your breath.
And now they're getting Blake Griffin, who's not what he used to be, but they're getting LaMarcus Aldridge, too. And they're getting it's but as silly as it is, it's all about 25 and under. 30 and under.
It's also all about individuals.
It's about individuals. But Pat,
Chip's kids are a prime example. Do you know that they're fans of players and not teams?
Yeah.
So his kid, like Chris Paul.
Today, Morant.
His kid, yeah, and now John Morant. He loves the Memphis Grizzlies.
He got one of his kids, his 15-year-old, he told me that streams all Grizzlies games.
Yes,
because of him.
And if John Morant went to Utah tomorrow, he would stream the Jazz games. Chris Paul, same thing.
And it's... Declan, are you aware? You're aware of this world. That's your age group, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm well aware of this.
And that's and it also tells you, why baseball is screwed.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
It's screwed.
100%.
Yeah, it's over. Yes.
It because everybody says, well, you know, they don't promote Mike Trout enough.
It doesn't matter.
Well, the ship has sailed.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Mike Trout, when this Chip's kid is watching Morant, he sees him involved in what he's on the court 80% of the time, and he's involved in the scoring plays 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. And Mike Trout, I did the arithmetic on this a couple months ago, gets 11% of the Anaheim Angels at bats.
Yeah.
So What is baseball supposed to do?
Oh, they're screwed. You're right.
What is he? What are they supposed to do when he's standing in center field? What is Manfred's next proposal? Each team can have a designated player who they can send up two extra times a game. You know, I mean, okay, Trout, you know, you can, yes. Okay, Trout will take his regular turn. Or maybe just once every game, we can have Trout bat.
Yep.
We can just
the key
have
part
Trout
of the game,
bat.
And the shortstops do up. No, it's going to be Mike Trout.
We can have Trout. We can have Trout
no,
bat.
No, you're exactly right. But I mean, when you get into the youth of America and how they think about sports, and the NBA is genius because they've got their league basically, it's a soap opera.
Yes. Yes,
it's
is.
It's a daily soap
opera. And as we've said, what happens on June 2nd or whatever it is, July 2nd, whatever, what happens after the playoffs and draft are over and free agency starts is the off season is much more interesting than the season.
It's 100%.
Yeah, it is. And it's,
I love the NBA off season.
And it also occurs for the NBA, that little 2 weeks after the draft, start of free agency,
yep,
when the NFL is finally shut down, right? For,
yes.
They're off. So you turn on ESPN.
July.
You turn on ESPN on July 2nd.
Yep.
And the middle of the baseball season with the All-Star game approaching, and they'll have one of their panels do 22 minutes on where – who's going to play with who and what free agents going.
Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson.
And 5 minutes on if there's any more news on a quarterback move.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 minutes on last night's baseball games, if they're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So they get Major League Baseball on those shows gets the same amount of conversation as the English Premier League.
And you know what? That's changing.
Yeah, right. They might be
the EPL.
The EPL
is going to be getting more.
Them, yes.
EPL is getting more.
Well, the EPL is a little bit into that.
Yeah.
Superstar, you know.
And you know what? Kids love that too.
I mean, all you got to know about the EPL's promotion of if you've seen the statue of Ronaldo. You know, all you got to know is self-promotion is unbelievable because if you've seen that statue, that's, you know, that's. That's not real. I don't believe that.
But you're the one that told me a while back, and you're right about this too. The other starting point, basketball is the same, and I think you said this about soccer, and it's true. You can either go to a game or tune into a game, and you know about how long you're going to be at the game,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a pretty quick amount. You know, it's not going to be 3 hours. I mean, that's a great starting point.
Yes. I mean, everyone in hockey is celebrating the UMD North Dakota 5 overtimes. Except you had 48 people still watching. You know, hockey is not intended for a bunch of guys to be crawling around the ice after 6 hours, you know, hoping the goalie finally lets one go through his legs so he can...
Which is exactly what the North Dakota goalie finally did.
It was brutal. So, anyway.
Hey, Paige Buchers on Twitter, 43,000.
That's all.
700. That's it.
How about Instagram?
Instagram's where the key comes.
700?
726,000.
Yeah, and that's
where
she's
got.
That's better because there's more photos.
Yes. Instagram's like the high school yearbook.
Okay.
It's very boring.
And
it's pictures.
But it's where she could pitch a product, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's where kids go more often.
Yes. So anyway, it's...
Old cynics like us go to Twitter.
And all of a sudden, Bream sent me that, and I said, why did he send me this? What's this mean? And I looked, and I said... And I sat there and contemplated in my old brain. And then I went back to Kat's girlfriend being an Instagram model.
Jordan Woods, by the way. I looked it up for you.
Jordan Woods being an Instagram model.
Yes.
And said, that's what this is the... When they're arguing with... When they're arguing with the NCAA...
Yep.
About being able to sell their own image. This is it. It's not standing in front of a car and saying, buy this one at some dealer here.
Nope.
It's that world, which is under 20, whatever, is a bigger world than anything else.
And those kids go to their parents to buy stuff.
They don't. We care as old basketball fans that Baylor got screwed last night and that they are just happy that Paige is going to
Correct.
The Final Four. Right?
And in fact, they don't care about the fact that UConn won. They care about the fact that Paige won.
Paige won, yes.
Yes, yeah. That's the difference between us and them.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you, you know, at times it being old is not fun, but I'm glad I had my career when I did, right? You know, because I just really feel sorry for. I told Jace Frederick this. You know, what's he, 30? Maybe.
Yeah, probably around 30.
30.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for those guys. Worked their ass off. He's covered like 7 beats.
Yeah, he is.
And you got no access.
Yep.
You got no access, pandemic or not. The access still has sucked for years. You have no access, and you got an audience that, you know, if Eden Prairie's playing for the high school championship, you might get a third of the student body to give a damn. But you got this entirely different world that what you're writing is not what they're paying attention to.
And a person like Paige Buchers now doesn't need the media because she's got it herself.
No, she doesn't.
Her media.
She's doing us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
When she talks to you, she's doing us.
That's
a favor.
All. Yes,
we're sending Chip to Texas.
That's exactly right
to write that. But she's doing us a favor.
Yes,
and she seems like a nice kid, and she'll probably do it.
Yeah,
but it's not.
That's not
like,
the point, though.
It's not like thanks for the story.
Right.
You know,
and, but like LeBron doesn't need SI now.
No,
he doesn't need anybody. He's got his own means to get out what he wants out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how it works.
It's a revolution that winners. I'm a guy who people are saying I don't have Channel 45 on my streaming service to watch the hockey and the basketball and stuff, and they're all saying get a digital whatever
antenna.
Yep. I'm not getting an antenna. I had rabbit ears 50 years ago. I don't want to get an antenna. And if I get it, what am I going to do? Can I just stand it there?
Yeah, you'd like to put it near a window if it's possible.
I ain't doing it.
So like,
yes.
So like it's not up on your roof?
No. You buy these at Target or anywhere.
I'm not doing that either.
You just plug it into your television, and you preferably put it closest to the window to get the best connection. But yes, that is what you do to get basic panels.
I'm making an option.
I'm glad we're not on the stream because we might have to take that out if we were.
Yeah, it's just... Channel 23 is on YouTube TV, but Channel 45 isn't. What the hell? It's discrimination. What's going on here?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Idea.
Here, listen. COVID is going on here, right?
Last time I checked, it depends who you talk to. But yeah.
We're trying to get rid. We don't have to introduce every jerk on the team. Let's drop the puck here. We don't have to do all this crap.
I'm sort of
the
with
same
you on that.
Crap, and then some guy will come out and tell us about sportsmanship and all that.
It's classy. I don't really care anyway.
Let's go. Come on, drop the puck. Yeah. I was feisty the last.
Feisty.
Saturday was my last game down there. And we had a kid playing the trumpet for the anthem about 3 times. He was great, man. Like, he was running out of air, so he went like a minute.
Yeah,
he
got to go through it.
We had some jackass, young guy. He went 2 minutes before it was over. With the crowd small, I was screaming, "Too long! Too long!"
And the thing is, you're not kidding because I've heard you during the anthem before.
Too long. There's a time limit. Beep! There ought to be a horn go off. My anthem theory.
Yes.
Opening day.
Yep.
Game 7 of the World Series.
Yep.
College football. Bowl game, not all bowl games.
No, not all bowl games. No, not all bowl
Rose
games.
Rose Bowl gets to do it because they've been around. They're the granddaddy of them all.
Okay.
And then the national championship game, 7th game of the Stanley Cup. We'll play both of them. And That's about it. That's enough of this patriotic crap. Come on, you know, let's just forget it.
Hey, get out with the Cuban life. Tried, and then the story got written about it, and the NBA got all upset. Mark Cuban, at the start of the year,
yes, right.
Ditched the anthem entirely, and the Athletic did a big story on it, and the NBA got upset at him.
You got big cojones to do that in Texas, too.
Yeah, Mark Cuban don't care.
No, he don't care, but he's got that kind of money that people like to have.
Hey, by the way, your column, I believe it was in Sunday Star Tribune, finally brought to light, to me, one of the most important things when it comes to Gopher basketball. Let's get past these scandals.
Right. Yes. Ridiculous.
Like, look at them.
Musselman. Oh, he had massive violations. The fight against Ohio State was not a good look. I'll admit that. I was there. Which, by the way, was the same
night
as the
NHL. You skipped the hockey All-Star game?
Yeah, I did skip the hockey. I was there, and it wasn't a good look. I'll admit that. But, as I said, he had 120 violations. 80 of them were Bill Klein's Oldsmobile. Every time the damn thing moved, left the parking lot, it was a violation. They had some guy living here trying to get Musselman. All he could get was the green Oldsmobile. They never got any cash. You know, if you recruit Michael Thompson and they don't find $100,000 in a Bahamas bank, you didn't commit a violation, right?
You're lying, yes.
That's right. So, Mussie's innocent, you know. As far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Dutch, now the end of the thing in Madison did him in. But before that, they were 24-3, 15-3 in the Big Ten, 76-7. They had Thompson and Ray Williams. And they couldn't go to the tournament because of the green Oldsmobile. And then they because they found out Thompson and Whitey were selling their tickets.
Yep.
Yeah. Through some guy.
This is
who
another
cares?
One. I'm with you.
You know, they made him 0-18 and you know, bleep you.
Yep.
And then, are you telling me now, Jan Gengelhoff, 1997, Dorman won a Pulitzer Prize. Way to go. But here's the deal. Are you telling me we now have a much, you know, we now every quarter we send out, or every semester we send out a new email telling us how wonderful the grades are at the University of Minnesota.
Yep.
So you're telling me the football and the basketball players and the hockey players are that much smarter than they used to be when they had Jan Gengelhoff writing papers and they had Marge Sonmore writing papers, Sonmore's wife, when they had them writing papers. You think these guys are smarter? No, they got tutors writing papers for them. That's why. Yep. They have a full organized group of tutors hand carrying them to bees. You can't flunk out now. If you get out in the morning and make a class once a week, you know, and make an appearance, you're going to get a B.
Do you know what this is?
You're going to graduate with 3.2.
This was Sid's dream.
Yes, it was.
How long did Sid write about how Michigan had the sports degree?
Management.
Yep.
The only reason Bo Schembechler beat us 40 in a row was they had sports management. Damn it.
And he wrote it every Michigan Minnesota
game. That's right. We got to get that. And you know what? They gave us, like, the version of the sports management class, but Sid still kept complaining and nobody broke the news to him that we had one. So anyway,
it was a staple of the column.
So, you know, Clem, I don't think we should put a statue up to him, but let's put the banners back up, for God's sake.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects. And don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system, too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block. professionalturf.com.
My favorite thing was saying, Clem, how our campaign to Clem besmirched us so much. What a bunch of crap.
Yes.
They had the montage out there, and they you know, of like the great figures, and they painted out Clem. But they missed his shoes.
Yes. Did you say someone pointed it out to you?
They missed his shoes. Charlie Walters, yes. Somebody, Charlie had his column. I went over there. They had Clem's shoes. They painted out Clem, but they forgot to paint out his shoes.
Oh, my God.
What a bunch of idiots.
Oh, God. That's so great, though.
Oh, anyway, that's my rant for the day. All of them is, hey, you know, traditional media coverage of teams, while it can be enjoyable for a certain audience, is rapidly growing obsolete.
Oh, God, no, it is.
And I mean,
it is.
Even,
no, you're right.
Even website stuff. It's
yes.
It's not what rings the bell with the youth of America.
No, and they like to hear directly from the athletes, so they don't care.
No.
They don't want your critical analysis.
No, that's true. Yeah.
You know. They want LeBron to tell them what he had for lunch, not what he's doing wrong.
Yeah, I am very shocked that the Gopher Holers were so hard on Ben Johnson, though.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, what's that from?
Well, they had higher expectations, I guess.
What, did they think they're going to go hire somebody and pay him top dollar? They don't have top dollar.
No, they weren't going to wait from us. They never called Dutcher. They wanted Dutcher to, you know, come on, let's be honest. They were being pressured to, you know, the president.
Yeah.
The president wanted them, if possible, to go for diversity.
Of course.
And I heard from a fairly good source that Dennis Gates didn't even want the job. The guy from Cleveland State.
I can buy that.
He just thinks he can get a better one.
Yeah,
and,
I buy that.
And Anthony Grant at Dayton, who's really good, I think he's holding out for the Florida job or was hoping to get the Florida job.
And was Brian Dutcher going to excite people? He's, what, 62-ish? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know he gets people super engaged with Gopher basketball.
No, it depends on who he brings in. I mean, Ben Johnson probably would have been his ace assistant.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when push came to shove, they're going to take a shot. And I mean, his first recruit is a transfer. Well, we just tried that. We've just tried that.
Yeah.
The build the whole team on transfers. How'd that work out? You know, this guy, you know, I did like Patino's tweet that I taught this guy, congratulated him and said I taught him everything he knows about recruiting
yes.
or something like that. But he's got to feel kind of idiotic.
Well, you know what, Pat? I think that your epiphany about Instagram and Twitter and how the youth absorb sports now is one that the teams in this town, the significant teams, have to learn to.
Yeah.
Like Gopher basketball, it's not the sport that it was when I was 20.
Oh, God, no.
It's just not, and it's not going to be.
And
so, like, if you think you're going to go get a top coach, you're not getting a top coach.
No. And here's the other deal. We can't do as many good stories as we used to do either, because you don't get, you know, the 97 Gophers, the 89, 90 Gophers, I knew all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You go talk to them after the game in the 89, 90, you were still getting in the locker room. 96, 7, they'd come in the next room and talk to you for 15 minutes. You'd see them in the hotel. If you went on the road with them, they were good enough in 96, 97 once in a while. You'd sit and talk to them in the lobby, you know, and you could call them up. They'd answer a home phone then, too, you know. And Clem didn't, he wasn't paranoid about contacting him. And now, you know, with Patino, access was the coach for 15 minutes the day before a game, standing on the field with court with everybody who showed up, and then a select player. Might not be the one anybody wanted to talk to, but they'd bring a select player for 15, and that's access.
Correct.
College sports, University of Minnesota has made itself so miserable to cover that, you know, even football, you used to have that Tuesday thing. Now, I'm not a big chronicler of Gopher football, but I could call and say, while they're doing the formal press conference,
yep,
can you get me such and such, and we can sit out in the lobby, and I can talk to him for 20 minutes, you know, because we got somebody else in there doing the beat. And you could do that. And now this guy canceled the Tuesday thing completely, you know, where they bring players because they're out doing community service. We don't need you doing community service. We don't give a damn if you go to a hospital or two with your football. You know, go and shut up about it. You know, you can go do it anytime you want to. It's idiotic. This guy's going to heal the world. You know, beat Iowa. You know, forget about that, you fraud. But anyway, what do we got to be happy about today?
Baseball's starting.
Yeah,
and it'll be the last baseball season for a while.
Ever, yeah, it could be.
Because we ain't starting next season on time.
We may never have another one. That's for sure. Yeah, it's starting, and I'm very interested at what if they're going to do anything about pace this year. Is there anything going to be done? Can they do anything, or have we just given
up? No, I think they're trying all of this stuff. Here's my guess. My guess is they're going to try and do it because they're going to have a work stoppage. There's going to be one.
So while I think they're going to come back from that,
I think they're going to try and do what hockey did in 2005.
They're going to have to give them some economic relief in order to do everything they want to do. The dumbest one ever is you got to stand on the dirt, you know.
Illegal defense. That's what they're trying to do.
We didn't stand on the dirt for Ted Williams, for God's sakes, you idiots. But, you know. I don't know. The only thing that, you know, they want to modernize that game.
Yep.
For the youth, they might as well. The only thing they got left to sell is its tradition. It's the only thing they got left to sell because they can't modernize it to catch up with every other game because it's played at a pace that is not going to keep people. Young people, and by that I mean 40 and under.
I got news for you.
Involved.
I got news for you, Patrick. What you saw in spring training is tip of the iceberg to where you're going. You'll be dead. We'll be dead. 7-inning games.
Yeah, probably.
That's where we're going. I don't think it'll sneak into our lifetime, but I think that's where we're going.
Well, we got them again this year. Double innings or 7 innings.
I know, but I mean this whole thing of let's just play. 7 in spring training and all of this.
Yeah, or 5.
I just think it's a very...
Yes.
It's a soft launch to what they want to do.
I have said that what we saw in spring training this year is the future of spring training. It's not pandemic caused.
No.
It's not pandemic caused.
I agree with you.
And they are just relying on people who are visiting Florida to go and... They figure they're ready to leave after 5 innings anyway, as long as they got... But they're... The bad part about it is when they get back to a normal spring training, the people with the, you know, they're behind the tents and the stuff like a Red Sox, you know, they're going to have less time to sell their food and drink. But the spring training as we know it is done, just like interviewing and clubhouse access and all that stuff is done. It's dead. So
Twins all Zoom still?
Yeah, I mean, they'll get you. I got to sit with Falby but arranged it one-on-one and, you know, sat across the table and wore our masks. And I've been vaccinated, so they were good on that. But you can get a phone call, you know, or you could go down by the net
after
BP and hope somebody was going to call and stop and talk to you. But that's 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You got an 8-minute interview and somebody sees you over there and, you know, the guy wants to get in there. He just took BP and the breaking it down is not, but what you miss really is being in the clubhouse and seeing what's going on.
Yes.
You know, you say, what's going on?
And you could tell a lot, too.
What's going on over there? You know, what's going on over there?
I'm with you completely.
Yeah. Hey, this is Ricey. I'd like to welcome a new partner here to Ricey Unchained, EcoFun Motorsports. It's located in Forest Lake. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, that would be me. And you still want the exercise benefit and need a little help on those pesky inclines? Then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will deliver that one to your front door in the metro area also. You might be thinking, hey, it's January in Minnesota. Maybe you need a bike at your winter place. Right now, Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest prices of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Guess what? Joe Suchere has been telling you about EcoFun Motorsports and Garage Logic, and it's only like 8 minutes away from Grundhoffer's, the meat place. You go to Hugo, you go to Grundhoffer's, get your meat, then you go to EcoFun Motorsports and get your exercise bike. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, one word. And if you get up there, tell them that Ricey Unchained sent you.
Yeah. Like you could tell that that's where we served a purpose, I felt. Because we could go in there and see things that they weren't inflammatory.
No.
But they were interesting. Like you could tell Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
His first year here, right? It was plain as day what he meant to Sano and like what he meant just as far as a calming influence. You have no idea now.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
Josh Donaldson. I'd like to see him.
Yeah, we had him till March 10th or 11th. I left him March 5th last year, but you never really saw the dynamic, you know, because he was kind of a behind the scenes guy too. But yeah,
you can just tell stuff.
Yeah, right. And also, that looks like a serious conversation. Let's see what's going on. You could say,
yep.
Check it out. See what's going on here.
Which is why they are probably thrilled that we can't see that anymore.
I think the future is a half hour in there, max.
Right? Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, and I think football, I think it's all going to... I don't think they're going back to much at all.
Going in there and stamping over the pads and
I think that might be over.
Yeah.
I think they might be going Zoom completely.
Yeah. Well, now this is 30 years ago. Mike Lynn telling us, remember him telling Suchere and I, we're going to be like... the NFL is going to be like Hollywood, you know, basically saying, we're not going to need you. We're not going to care about you.
Really?
Yeah. He said that, if you're going to talk to somebody, you're going to have to do it through an agent or something like that, you know.
So no kidding.
He was saying that the NFL is going to get so big. And it's funny how I thought the NFL was in some form of trouble before the pandemic, with concussions and a lot of bad pub. They're bigger right now than they've ever been. I did listen to some sports talk radio in Florida, a couple of different stations. It's all they talked about. Quarterbacks. Who's going where? What's going on? I mean, San Francisco decides to dump Jimmy Garoppolo, who's mediocre as hell. And it's a national, you know, just a fantastically huge story, you know?
And you know what they didn't talk about? Baseball.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. The only time I heard about him, baseball was the younger. It's a two-name show, but there's three guys. And the only time I heard him is the younger guy said, I hate baseball. I don't want to talk about baseball. You know, it's terrible. It's the worst entertainment there is. And that was the – but they're talking college football and pro football. And
yep.
They might throw an NBA. That's not much NBA there either, but – yeah, it's man. I don't know what's going to save them, and there's the NFL took so much money off the table with the contract that kicks in not
TV
23
in a couple
right?
of years, yeah.
20 they took so much money off the table. What are the NHL and NHL just took the best ESPN. Deal they could get from ESPN.
Yeah, they got it,
and but.
Well, baseball is in trouble.
They have that national TV money.
And here's the other problem.
The regionals.
The regionals are in trouble, too. And this whole streaming thing is a big deal because the Twins aren't going to go back to Sinclair now and say, can we pay more, please?
No.
They're going to say, we can't, you know, 25-year-olds can't watch us. Why would we pay more?
Yeah.
Or the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but that's Sinclair's the problem. They got to between the parties, regional sports networks and teams, they got to figure out a solution.
I agree.
You know, they got to, but I guess YouTube, Hulu, and Amazon are so big, they're not gonna budge. So what are you gonna do? I don't know.
But I mean, what's that contract? You know, so like when the Twins and Sinclair go back to the table,
the Twins had big hopes of, you know, getting more money, but that's not happening.
Right.
Yeah, it's
and they need to get on. You know, I mean, baseball. The last thing that baseball, especially, can afford is to forfeit. If you're between 18 and 30, you're probably streaming.
Yeah, right. Giving it, you lost.
I mean, you've got me.
I mean, they can, if they had it available to look at on a computer or something, but this idiocy, if you buy the MLB app.
Oh, the blackout.
App. You're blacked out in Minnesota. Yeah, the only reason I'm going to buy it, you got to get rid of that. You got to let the 22-year-old who wants to watch baseball on his computer watch the Twins.
Yes, that's what Mackey's always said, and he's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. You know, you just, but apparently it's written into the contract, which, Sinclair's not going to waive that, but they can't, they got to stop tying their wagon to Comcast because they're going down together. Isn't it amazing, though? How everything gets out of date.
Yes.
I mean, we thought cable, you know, whoever thought cable would have a shelf life.
And these are the same exact fights that used to occur between the distributor and cable.
Yeah.
And now it's.
Who would have guessed that they had a shelf life? And, you know.
And satellite too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Satellite's in as much trouble or more than cable probably. Yeah,
that's, I have no idea. I'm not going to see it, but 10 years from now, you'll get one of those things that comes out and appears in front of you. You know, you want to say, hit this and there's the ball game or the movie or whatever it is. So anyway, what else? What's good? What's going on here? The Wild still hanging in there?
The Wild's hanging in there. They lost to the Sharks in OT, but they got a point.
They've won 11 in a row at home.
Yeah, they played great at home.
Yeah.
Now they're playing the Ducks. That's the thing is, this division schedule that they're in right now, it's a godsend because you got the Kings who are okay but not great. Mm-hmm. Coyotes, same thing. The Ducks are god-awful.
So they don't They don't want to finish third, though, because then they have to play Colorado. Right.
If Colorado's two
and Vegas and is one,
plays four.
If they play three, if they finish three, they'll have to play either Vegas or Colorado.
Correct.
Yeah. So you don't want to
finish. The playoffs are tough no matter what for them.
Yeah.
But the regular season, there is prime position to get a ton of points.
Yeah. So this Johansson finally came back.
He's played pretty well since he came back.
Is he a center or what is he?
He is a center and wing who they prefer to have on the wing.
So who we got up the middle now? Because all the paranoia we had about the center play the year started.
It's not good.
Ek's their best,
but he's not on their best line. The Zuccarello-Kaprizov line is
got
centered
Hartman
by
still?
Now Victor Rask, who can't skate.
Victor, okay.
And Hartman is between, now he's between Fiala on his right, and then Hudex is on the left on that line. On the Hartman line.
Hartman, Fiala, and Johansson.
Okay.
Yeah, Johansson's been there.
Yeah,
Is this guy a shuffler?
Do you know?
Line
shuffler? Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, they all are now, Pat.
Yeah, I know they are.
Nobody leaves them together like they used to. The only thing that Dean appears set on is, for the most part, Ek is going to play with Greenway, and when Foligno's healthy, he'll play with that line. That's the only one he really, really likes.
You know, I guess as we've been talking about how the world is changing, the sports world has changed, the sports world is changing rapidly. I think all you have to do to really digest it is to go back 15 years. Let's go back 50, maybe 12, 15. The concept that there would be three Minnesota college hockey teams going to the Frozen Four, and one of them is not the Gophers. It's like, that comes from another planet.
Yep.
Right? Because it was the Gophers. I went down and talked to Troy Judding, who was the predecessor to Mike Hastings at Mankato, and had 1 year, he had a good team. And he'd had Backus, and I think Backus had just left, but he had his best team. And he told me at that point, he'd been there Division I for however long, 7, 8 years, 10 years. But he never had offered a scholarship to a player that he got that the Gophers also offered a scholarship. Never got a player.
He didn't beat him up.
That the Gophers recruited.
Yep.
When the Don first came in here, they just picked him.
Yep.
They just picked him, and then everybody else picked their bones. Yep. Now, the other thing is, we're so proud of Minnesota hockey, and we should be, but I saw somebody went through the rosters, and 45% of them aren't from here. You know, it's not like the old Wooger, all Minnesota.
Oh,
guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
UMD is amazing, though.
He's good. Sandlin's done a hell of
a job.
They're tough, man.
Well, he was going to get run out of there.
I know. But he's
6-7 years ago.
But what? They've been to four straight and they've won two consecutive.
Only team ever to win three straight was Michigan, 1951, 52, 53. And they, along with the Gophers, got upset by RPI. The RPI beat the Gophers, Gopher team in the final in 54. And then 55 and 56, Michigan won, too. So they won 5 out of 6. They should have beaten RPI. I went back a couple of years ago to look at that. And the stories in the buildup, first of all, it was a four-team tournament.
Sure.
You know, the NCAA tournament itself was four teams.
Sure.
They took two from the West and two from the East. And the West had just been kicking their ass. There was no contest. And the stories before that were the conversation at the luncheon beforehand was, should the West team stop playing the East teams and start playing two Canadian college teams in the finals? Should that be the final? Because these Eastern teams were no match. You know, it was just a complete mismatch. And then RPI basically saved hockey by winning the championship, and they ended that conversation. But back and look, both the Star and the Tribune, had stories about how. But anyway, I called Eichela because I wanted to see if he was the goalie for all three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. He was the goalie. He was there as a freshman in 51, but he couldn't play. He wasn't eligible.
Right.
And then he was a goalie in 52, 53, and 54 when they lost RPI. But in 51, you know, they weren't given scholarships at Minnesota. Michigan would. But in 1951, he played for the Detroit Auto Club, which went by the nickname Head Cheese, in as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And he, so that's what. This Heiliger, the coach, would farm out his freshman to play in this pro league that they got $25 a game, you know, that nobody knew that they were getting paid $25 a game. And so they played by their freshman played, if they were good, would play for this team. And I played well enough that the Red Wings came to him and said they were going to put him on their list, because back then it wasn't a draft. You just put him on a protected list.
Yes.
If you were the first guy to say you wanted him. And then they found out he wasn't from Canada and wouldn't put him on the list. Didn't put him on the list because they said, you guys don't play enough games. You got to be playing in Canada. So this is a U.S. team, and they told him, now we're not going to put you on our list. We don't want to waste one of our spots.
Right.
Because you're not a Canadian. So otherwise, he might have played in the NHL. He ended up being the Olympic goalie. But,
wow.
But again, there were like 28 teams in the country.
Yeah.
You know, they were when Michigan was doing it. Now there's 60-some. So This is a little more of a feat for UMD if they could win three in a row. They're big underdogs, but
everyone has gone mad in March trying to narrow the field down to 16.
You bring
this
up
this is Patrick Ricey for
something
the Canopy
that we should
Group,
bring back,
and they have their 16 the for you. Canopy Group. Has
I miss them. The Blue the Line Clubs. I miss the. You know what I miss? I miss hearing a crusty old coach price, go up to a podium while everyone around him is drinking. The luncheon was
coach. The coach might have had a couple of hops.
Yeah, no question. I miss the luncheon.
Not only do we have the luncheon. We used to have the Friday night football smokers for the coaches, where the media would be entertained. In Nebraska, you'd go to the Legion Club, and the Fat Fox, Don Bryant, was your host, one of the world's great ever sports information directors. You'd ask him for information. He'd say, oh, who cares? Come on over and have a drink at the Legion Club. He was not interested in, they're typing it up. You'll see it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Sure.
But if you needed an interview, it was, Friday you could sit and talk to a football player after practice, But I went to a couple of the Gopher ones, but Murray was still going. But I think the Gophers, for financial reasons, didn't want to buy people whiskey, so they stopped them in the late 70s, probably. But the Nebraska was still doing them years later, the Friday night. But the greatest ever, and you would have loved it, was, I never went on it, but the Skyriders. They would charter a plane, and guys from all the newspapers around would fly to the various places for the football. They didn't have the football gathering in Chicago. They would fly the Skyriders. And Augie was on it several times. He was the rookie of the year once, which means he was the drunkest rookie. they'd go to Purdue and Indiana the same day. Then they'd go to Northwestern Illinois the same day, Minnesota and Wisconsin or Iowa. And it'd be about a five-day trip, and they'd stay in some hotels, but they'd go in, meet one team and the coach for in the morning, have lunch, fly to the other town, talk to that team late in the afternoon, and then go drink and get entertained by that team. And there were some, I never went, but God, I should have. And there were some 75, 80-year-old guys from these small town papers who wouldn't miss it. There's one guy that was famous, was the Skywriter of the Year, 8, 9 years, because he was the most hammered. He was the Skywriter. Because they'd have if you were the last stop, they'd have a big banquet. Yes. They'd have a big banquet, and they'd give out their awards, Skywriter of the Year. And this one guy, I think he was from Purdue, West Lafayette or something like that. I can't remember what his name was. Augie used to tell stories about him. I mean, he was incoherent the whole frickin' time. And his motto was, sleep is overrated. And that was, 50 white guys.
Was this in the 60s or 70s?
Augie was doing it into the 70s.
Okay.
Into the 70s. I don't think Roe might have went once or twice, but I don't think this Minneapolis didn't quite believe in it like St. Paul did, and I don't know what it cost, but they'd pay the Big Ten. The Big Ten had chartered a plane, which was probably a DC-3.
I was going to say,
coming in. And
how much you weigh? Sit over here.
Yeah, right. And there were 56, because radio guys had come too.
I'm sure they would.
They didn't have to write their stories. They could really drink, because they'd send back a couple of interviews, and they could really drink.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was, Augie would come back from the Skyriders and file a couple stories.
I just want luncheons again.
Practice and get started.
That's what I want.
Practice and get started. We wouldn't see him for about 5 days. He was sleeping it off. Oh, yeah, luncheons.
Motzko might be good.
Oh, that'd be great with Motzko.
Motzko might be good at a luncheon.
Hastings, you should meet him. He's a character.
PJ's got no shot. So I don't want a football
who
luncheon.
Who wants to listen to that crap? You got to have fun.
You know who would embrace this? Waylon. I think Waylon would like the luncheon.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd get up there, tell a few jokes.
Yep. Yes.
She'd be good at the luncheon.
Would. The luncheon, though, I don't think we're going to see the luncheon.
No, I don't think we are.
We didn't even get the Twins Fest luncheon this year, the annual Twins Fest Friday.
No, because of the pandemic.
You know, pandemic.
Probably come back
next year.
2 years
in a row? No, wait. Last year, yeah. First year. With
probably come back next year.
Probably will. That's when the Twins would reveal the inductees to the Hall of Fame. They didn't have one this year. They didn't vote this year because they haven't put Morneau in from last year.
Oh, is that
year,
what
right?
they're going to do this year?
Yeah, so Morneau is going.
So are you off to the opener Thursday in Milwaukee?
No. UNLV, I think, told me he's... he told me he was leaving. Yesterday when I talked to him, he said, yeah, I'm leaving Thursday. And he said, I'm driving. I said, well, that's the day of the game, so you might want to leave the day before. He said, oh, wait, Wednesday. So we had to get him. He says, Wednesday. I'm leaving Wednesday. Or maybe Tuesday. No, then he found out he was leaving Tuesday.
Tuesday, of course.
Today.
So now he can hit the bar on
Wednesday. Right, right, right.
All right.
And he's there, and Phil, and I think Megan will be contributing from here probably. But, you know, it's... I went down there last year, got to talk to Uke, so it worked out good.
I know you did.
Last year, we were more paranoid about this than we were previously. So, anyway, a lot of complaints today, but...
it was very Unchained, though. It lived up to the billing.
Unchained, yes. But, hey, as much trouble in baseball as in, you still like opening day, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Still like opening
I still
day.
Like baseball.
Yes.
It's just in trouble.
Yes, yes, it is. It's in trouble, and this is not the guy... to get us out of trouble.
No,
Manfred is not the guy to get us out of trouble.
No, he's not. All right. Talk to you next week.
See ya. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.